You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the art of well-being. Ways to stay balanced, self-aware, with mindfulness and meditation, and taking a positive approach to our lives when possible. There's a place in Ann Arbor people have been going for over 30 years as a source of spirituality and wellness, and we're joined now by the co-owner of Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room, Bill Zirinsky, who owns the store with his wife, Ruth Schechter. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
This is radio, and not many of us are getting out that much anymore, but I would like you to walk us through the front door into the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and tell us what we'll see and find there.
Well, you'll come into a two-story building that we lovingly renovated about 21 years ago, and full of very kind of good woodwork everywhere, and you'll right away come across our book tables, which represent books on all the subjects we carry, conscious living and integrative medicine and holistic health, psychological growth, spiritual development, green living and sustainability, women's spirit and women's studies, love and relationships, all the spiritual traditions of the world, meditation, yoga, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, adventure travel. And you'll also come across jewelry, crafts, statue, art, instruments that we sell in the store and that create what's interesting about the store, that it is a non-linear experience because we both have books, but we also have really lovely jewelry and Buddhist statuary and Native American drums and incense from all different kinds of vendors, as well as music and so on. And we have a really nice mahogany staircase up to our second floor where our tea room has been for the last 21 years. And we have the second floor has a community room where we have classes and lectures and talks pretty much six or seven times a week, as well as book events, poetry night once a month, a storytelling series. So it's a busy and fun place.
Certainly sounds like a resource for well-being in Ann Arbor. How would you describe the energy there?
Well, I think the energy strives to be calming and spirited and welcoming.
So here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and how has that journey been for you at Crazy Wisdom Bookstore?
Difficult. We were closed for 6 months until the very end of August, and it was hard on our staff, hard on our managers, hard to not have any sales for 6 months, though we did get a payroll protection loan, as did many other small businesses, which helped us for 2 months. But we're also publishers of the Crazy Wisdom Community Journal, which just had its 25th anniversary in this fall. And that's a 120-page magazine that we produce and have been producing with articles and interviews, profiles and features about people in the community doing good work in the areas that we specialize in. We couldn't publish the hard copy of the magazine in April because we didn't think people would pick it up at the 230 or so locations that we drop it off at normally, and we print up about 11,000 copies normally. We couldn't do that during the pandemic, which was a disappointment. But what we did instead, Lisa, was we began creating a weekly magazine online, an e-zine. And through that vehicle, we let our customers know that we were still alive and well, that we were still building community. We also have a weekly e-newsletter that we send out to thousands of our subscribers. We had a GoFundMe campaign. We got a lot of support from hundreds and hundreds of people in the region who wanted to help us. So we've made our way through it, and we reopened in the early fall.
I feel that you are very well connected to a lot of wise people in Washtenaw County.
Well, we've been working at that for a long time. I mean, that is what part of our mission is to be local, to be regional, and that there are so many interesting people in this region who have developed expertise in alternative and integrative medicine, psychological and body-mind modalities, in traditions of meditation and yoga, people who are involved in esoteric as well as practical practices in Buddhism, and in Hindu spirituality and Jewish mysticism and Christian mysticism and Muslim prayer and in pagan rituals and pagan work. So our goal has been for years to bring those resources to people, to kind of give people a sense of the rich array of opportunities in the area for psychological growth and spiritual awareness.
Do you have a sense that those resources may be more important than ever right now?
Yes, of course, during the pandemic. This has been such a tough time for all of us, such a singular time in all of our lives. You know, one of the women who we've interviewed over the years, and who I think of one of the wisest women in the city, is herbalist Bronwyn Gates. And she called the pandemic a necessary spiritual awakening for us all.
Hmm.
And I thought that was really well stated. I know for myself and for my family, it's been hard not to be able to give people a hug, not to be able to just, you know, kind of have people at my home or go to other people's homes, not to sit for a good meal with good friends, not to just kind of touch somebody on the shoulder and be close to them physically. It's hard for me. It's hard for my wife. It's hard for our daughters. I have a seventh grader who's not been in school since March.
Right. Can we still walk in the door and shop inside a Crazy Wisdom bookstore at this time?
Yes. When we reopened, you can come in. We have 10 people at a time. It's really thoughtfully and carefully socially distanced. We have a plexiglass piece at the front counter. We have plenty of Purell. And we have an intention there that people feel safe there. And I think from what I see is going on, is that people can come in and have a very spacious place to quietly shop for the holiday season or at any time. So we're trying. We are trying to keep it safe and respectful and socially distanced.
I'm big on intention. You use one of my favorite words. And what would be your intention for the well-being of Washtenaw County through the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore?
Oh, just for us to continue to be an oasis for people who are searching in their lives, a place of comfort and ease, and for other people in the county to keep doing what they've been doing really, really well. Because I look at the statistics in the county every single week on the health site, and our county has done very, very well. I mean, I think we've had, you know, a spike with the students coming back and with fatigue around the pandemic. But overall, at least among the world that I inhabit and that Crazy Wisdom fosters, I think people have taken this very seriously and to heart. And we're all looking for the day that, you know, kind of the sun shines again and we can get back to hugging people. But we're not quite there yet, so we have to keep at it for 4 more months or so.
Bill Zirinsky, co-owner of Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room in Ann Arbor. Best of luck to you. We'll put links to your magazine so people can see it on our website, wemu.org. And thanks for joining us for this episode of Art and Soul.
Thank you, Lisa.